then look at Galatians 4. And whenever you think of this wonderful time of the year, Christmas, these verses, and these are good ones. If you forget easily, Luke 1:78, Galatians 4, 4 and 5, and 1 Timothy 3:16 should be somewhere penciled in. Because sooner or later, you're going to be called upon to, somewhere, they're going to say, like maybe you'll be at some party and they'll say, well, you're pretty religious. Why don't you say something about, you know, this event? And you can just pull out your Bible and go to any one of these three passages and you can give the most succinct, clear, and powerful gospel presentation. Because that's what this time of the year lends. And that's so important. But look at Galatians 4, 4 and 5. It says, but when the fullness of the time had come, and Christmas is the biblical celebration of the fullness of time. You see, in the Garden of Eden, God promised Christ was coming. He promised it. I mean, he said the seed of the woman is going to come and crush the serpent. He promised it was going to happen. How come it didn't happen just before the flood? I mean, wouldn't that have been nice? All those people wouldn't have had to drown. Or why didn't it happen, you know, sometime in the Old Testament when everything was really bad? Why didn't he come right at the, like at the revival in Nineveh and all those Ninevites? I mean, why didn't he come? Because it says right here, look at verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come. You know, the coming of Jesus Christ was just right. Number one, it was geographically correct, right? It says in Micah that he had to come in Bethlehem. It was chronologically just correct because he had to come in the fullness of time when God said that there would be the ability for the good news to cross the planet. Until the Roman Empire came, you couldn't even sail across the Mediterranean without being endangered of pirates. I mean, it was very dangerous in the ancient world to ship things. In fact, most people never thought anything that they put on a boat, including their family, would ever make it. But it was the fullness of time because there was universal peace, the Pax Romana, as it's called in history, 200 years of unbroken peace under the iron heel of Rome. There was universal language, Koine Greek. There was a universal law, the law of Rome. There was universal travel. You could actually mail a letter in Britain and it would get to India at the time of Christ. Isn't that phenomenal? Did you know that hasn't happened again until the colonial period of the British Empire? That was not in force. You could be up at the wall dividing Scotland from England and drop a letter in the post and it would go on Roman roads, never to get off from an unbroken Roman road except crossing the channel on a boat until they got to the Himalaya Mountains. And all along the way, every day's journey, there was an inn and there were provisions and there were outposts and garrisons of soldiers. That's the fullness of time. Biologically, Jesus came correct because it says in Isaiah 14 that a virgin would conceive. And so he came to the right spot on the map. He came to the right time period with the language and the law and the peace and everything else. He came exactly right to the right person. And he came even to the right family line because it said he would come in David's family. Isn't that exciting? Fullness of time, he came. And it says that God sent forth his son, born of a woman under the law, to buy us from slavery who were under the law, that we could be adopted as sons. What a wonder. Jesus Christ, we celebrate that he came as the dawning of the light, he came as the fullness of time.